Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Lisa Lambert.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Okay.
And so that I can make sure that I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
128 Brown Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28166.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I don't remember ordering anything or looking at anything. I don't even know what this is or where my charge came from. But I was wanting to see about getting a refund because I don't know nothing about this. And I've got my bank investigating as well.
Okay, so you are stating that you've already disputed the transaction with your bank?
I haven't disputed it yet. I was trying to get a hold of y'all first to see what's going on, if y'all were going to issue a refund. If not, then the bank knows about it, so.
Yes, I do completely understand, and I do want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I do want to make sure you do not remember authorizing the $5.74 for the contest for the KitchenAid.
What I mean, how would I even done that?
Yes,
Is
it would
this
have
a
either.
survey thing or something?
Yes, it would either been an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a KitchenAid.
Okay, if it's a contest, why is it charging me $67?
So yes, whoever it was that did the transaction for the contest, it would have advised them in the terms and conditions by doing the contest that they would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store, where they would pay $67.32 a month and receive a $125 gift card to their email address each month.
Oh no, I don't know nothing about all that. I haven't done anything like that.
Since you are stating that it was not you that did the contest, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. I do just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Well, none of my family members have been on my phone to do this. And why are y'all like looking to turn in the police? If this is a scam or something, then y'all need to just refund my money. Either way, I'm gonna get my money back, either from y'all or the bank's gonna dispute it because this is fraudulent charges I know nothing about.
Yes, I was just explaining you what the process was for us to go through to file it as fraud, and the only
That's
reason I
fine. Whatever
said
you gotta
that,
do.
and I was just giving you that opportunity to speak with your family members, as we do like to give that opportunity, as once we do file it as fraud, we don't have any way of stopping the investigation. So if you will give me a moment to get that processed, we will be refunding the account now pending the investigation. That will take just one moment.
Same people scam from this.
And I have got that processed for you, and you would see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
Nope, that's it.
I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too.